At the Georgia livestock auctions last week, the number of cattle moving through was considerably less than what is normal. Receipts at the 25 markets last week was only 3,585. That compared to 12,200 the week before, 9,400 a year ago. Terry Harris with the USDA Georgia Department of Ag Market News Service in Thomasville said there is one major reason why.
We had a major ice storm in the northern half of the state, and it sharply curtailed receipts, causing markets to close all over north and north central Georgia.
So does that mean a bigger run of cattle can be expected at the auctions this week?
It's really hard to say because our overall total inventory is at 60-year lows, and so it was supportive of the price for the few cattle that we're able to sell. It's a little unclear whether that'll turn negative this week or not. The demand for cattle has been very, very strong in the last two or three months.
He said while we're seeing sharply higher prices, we're also seeing sharply higher input costs, and thus the margins are still fairly tight. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.